Hey, folks, I went a little bit early, a couple seconds early. You got to check the headlines right through here. Check the headlines. Jerome Powell says he will continue to serve as Fed governor even after chairmanship ends. I didn't think that was going to happen. I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen. So what he announces, even though his tenure's up next month, he's going to stay on as a Fed governor. That's kind of putting it into the President Trump. But they did it. They did exactly what they thought we thought they were going to do. They held rates steady. So where's it going to go from here, folks? That's what we're going to talk about. So I got an agenda that I'm going to go through today, and I have everything scripted out so we can make sure we're getting to every one of these points so you guys can understand kind of what's going on, what the Federal Reserve did, what they said. They changed their verbiage a little bit, and then where rates are going to go from here, because we need to guide our clients where they're going to go, you know, where rates are going to go, where home prices are going to go. And if you're a consumer out there, thanks for joining me today. So what we're going to learn today is what the Federal Reserve did, how that's going to affect the markets, where I think rates are going to go from here until the war ends, and then where I think home prices are going to go based on some analytics that we have. So thanks for joining me today, folks. So let's get to it. Jerome Powell and the team came in and they did not do anything with interest rates. The interesting thing here is there was three dissenters. I think there might have been four dissenters. They never have that. Usually everybody votes almost 100%. There's one guy that's always out of the norm. His name is Myron, whatever they want to call him. No disrespect to him, but he came in and he was handpicked by Trump last year. And he came in right before the end of the year's meetings, and he's been a dissenter ever since. He keeps saying, cut rates, cut rates, cut rates. So what I want you guys to understand, too, the new Fed official coming in, he's not going to just immediately cut rates. If you don't believe me, I'm going to show you some data that could actually provide him some ammo to do such, but I don't think they're going to actually cut rates. I think there's a better chance of rates going up than down. So let's get to today's news. Let's get over to what the Federal Reserve talked about. Thanks for joining me while this is the events going on live. He's talking to people right now, the media. This is really what stirs up the market. So we're going to monitor right through here is rates. I've been saying rates during the war are going to be between 6.25 and 6.5. Well, we had a big move today. Rates went from 6.33 up to 6.45 on their way to 6.5. Not a good move today. Here's what you're seeing in the markets right now. So if you want to go to my website, the link's down below. We focus in on is right through here. Mortgage bonds, they're getting killed today. So here's what's happening. This is the reaction. This is what I wanted you guys to see when the Federal Reserve came out. So they came in and they didn't cut rates, and this is bad news. Okay. All you have to understand, like I talk about each day on my channel, is that number up through there, if it's red, that's not good news. I mean, it's red and it's over 10, and that's really not good news. So we're seeing the rates go from 6.35, and they're on their way to 6.5. So what do you do if you're a homeowner, home buyer? Well, let's get over to some of the news that we want to really focus in on today. The biggest news that we're going to see also is right through here. No, I don't forget, and the reason why I brought this up, a lot of people keep saying, Dan, do you keep forgetting about the deficit? No, it's going to hit 40 trillion or whatever this number is up here, and it's getting there pretty quick. But let's get over and really focus in on what the market's focusing in on, and let's try to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go from here and why. So the first thing we want to do is go to this. This is what I really want to focus. You're going to learn something today, I can promise you. Okay, so I want to show you where inflation's actually starting to not be as high. I don't want to say it's coming down, because inflation, anything over zero means there's inflation. But it's not as rapidly growing like it's been. But here's what the Federal Reserve has to contend with. They control that rate over there. You can see when the news comes out, they're going to say, well, we control the federal funds rate. That's the rate over through there. That's what the Federal Reserve controls. It's interbank lending. So what happens is, at the end of the day, you might have Citibank, Bank of America, somebody like that, that needs to have X amount in reserves to be solvent to close their books. Well, if they don't have enough money, they can go out and get money lent to them at that rate. Don't you wish you can get that rate? Okay, so they kept that rate steady. But what they're focusing in on is inflation. The PCE, that's what they're looking at. In February, it was 2.8. They want this at 3. I'm going to show you the news we're getting tomorrow. We're going to get economic news tomorrow. We're going to get the PCE. It's going to be above 3. It's going to be on the way to 3.5, maybe 4%. So the Federal Reserve can't cut rates. We got inflation way too high. Then you look at jobs. No, it's not great, but it's not falling off a cliff. We've had 4.3% unemployment rate. I just saw CNBC right before the Federal announcement. We have had a 4.3 unemployment rate since, well, 2 years back. Remember, the Federal Reserve came in and said, we're gonna really start ratcheting up rates, and probably the unemployment market's going to take it on the chin, but it really hasn't yet. So this is what they have to contend with. But here's what I want to teach you guys. What the Federal Reserve looks at is employment. We'll take a quick glimpse at that. But let's look at inflation. This is the main culprit of what's causing rates to stay up higher for longer, and maybe they might push them even higher. But the good news is this. When you're focusing in on inflation, the Federal Reserve knows this. They're like, okay, we know inflation's high because of oil and energy. You might be saying, okay, how do they know that? Well, we actually get economic numbers that show us this. So if you look at the news we're going to get tomorrow, you're going to see some numbers through here. The PCE. Sounds a little familiar, right? Well, that's what the Federal Reserve looks at, the PCE. Well, here's what we get tomorrow. We get a number down through here at the bottom that just says the PCE. That includes everything. Okay, let's look at the number. Last reading, they showed us on the chart 2.8. They're expecting it to go to 3.5. A huge move. Okay, so this is telling us the PCE with the Federal Reserve watches, it's way above 2. It's not going to go anytime soon. Well, let's look at if we strip out food and energy, because we know energy spiked because of the war, what's the inflation numbers look like? Well, it's interesting. You go to Thursday and we're going to get core. What core does is it pulls out food and energy. Okay, this isn't as takes in the energy as much as consideration as the CPI, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you're looking at the PCE and you look at core, well, the last reading was 0.4, and they expected to go to 0.3. Actually, that's down. And then the PCE year over year, 3 to 3.2. Well, yeah, that's high, but it wasn't a huge spike like we saw in a lot of the other stuff. Then you get the PCE prices, 2.7 to 4.1. So that's where you're getting really whacked. But you can see down through here, if you just look at the core PCE month over month, it's starting to get a little bit stagnant. So that's what I looked at. Now let's take it one step further. Let's get to over through here. We got the PPI last week. This is producer inflation, okay? The PPI number that includes everything went from 0.5. They thought it'd go to 1.1 and actually stayed steady at 0.5. Here's the interesting thing. You look at core, went from 0.3. They thought it'd ratchet up a little bit to 0.4. It actually dropped. So now we're saying, okay, if you take out the energy equation in this, the PPI producer inflation is actually dropping. Well, let's get over to the consumer inflation. What's it look like? Well, if you look at consumer inflation, the CPI year over year was 2.4, jumped all the way up to 3.3. They thought the analysts thought it was going to come in at 3.4. Well, let's look at what the core did. You strip out that food and energy. Now, this takes into consideration like me and you. What do we do mostly? When we buy stuff and we drive around a lot. Well, the CPI takes more into consideration of energy. So let's look at this. Month over month, inflation number on the core, our inflation, went from 0.2. They thought it ratcheted up to 0.3. Stayed steady 0.2. Okay, and then you look at year over year, 2.5, it's 2.6. Not a big increase, especially when we have tariffs. We have immigration issues for employment and all these wage growths. And I actually had a spreadsheet here that I want to go over with you guys. We also had tariffs, oil prices skyrocketing. In March, yeah, we had those oil prices starting to jump at that point. So now let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. Warsh is going to be the new official coming in. He's the one that's going to take the head of the Federal Reserve. Now, Federal Chairman Powell is going to step down. He's going to stay on the Federal Reserve Board. That was interesting. Usually doesn't happen, and we were expecting him to kind of walk away. But with his dispute with Trump and all the other stuff going on, I think he's just going to say, I'm staying here until we get all this stuff worked out, and until then, I'll just be a thorn in your butt. I don't blame him. Okay, so Kevin Warsh is going to come in, and basically today, a lot of the Fed officials came in and just said, okay, things are just neutral. Jobs market's good, inflation's too bad, we're not going to do anything. The dissent was this. They wanted to take out verbiage. They usually come in and say, well, you know, there's rate cuts on the horizon, or they kind of indicate that there's rate cuts coming down the pike. Well, this time, the dissenters wanted that removed. Well, they didn't remove it. And that's when they dissented. They're like, we don't expect to cut rates in the future. Well, you don't really know. Because if you look at this data that we're seeing, inflation, once the Iranian war is over, could oil prices plummet and actually bring inflation down to where it was, and then we're not going to get to 2 anytime soon, but we'll at least have a start to that dissension on inflation, because inflation is basically prices going up, and they go up year over year over year, and they compound on top of themselves. So we need to slow that down, and I think he's going to have a kind of a clear slate to do that with the new cast of characters. Now, here's the interesting thing. We go now in 48 days, the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet again. What are they going to do? Now, here's the interesting thing. Now, there is some indications that they could increase rates. So, you know, though, even though they increase rates or they cut rates, it sometimes or many times doesn't really affect mortgage rates in direct correlation. If you see this chart right through here, they're saying, well, there's going to be no rate cuts on the from the Fed until maybe next year. But you're going to see through over here, there's maybe a 25% chance they're actually going to increase rates a year from now. Well, folks, the Fed doesn't know what the economic news is going to be next week, next month, in the next quarter. How do you know what's going to happen next year? So I think there's going to be a huge amount of changes at the Fed and a lot of changes coming soon, especially when the Iranian war is over. So let's get back to the technicals. And what would you do if you're out there and you're like, I'm a home buyer. Okay, what are rates going to do? This is also for you realtors out there and loan officers. What are we advising our clients right now? Well, here's my expectations. I said rates during the Iranian war would be 6.25 to 6.5. We're on our way to the 6.5 mark right now. But once it's over, it's going to take time to subside, especially the length of the war. The longer it goes, here's what's going to happen. What my concern was is Iran and a lot of the foreign countries would have to cap their oil wells, cap them. Well, that means they have to kind of seal them. It's not that easy to just pop it open like a pop can and get the oil flowing again. So in a couple of days, Iran's going to be basically full of oil that they cannot export, and they're going to have to start capping their wells. That's going to be a turning point. So what's going to happen at that point? I don't know. But what I want to tell you is, okay, what should I, if I'm looking to buy maybe in the next few months, looking to build, am I freaking out at this point? I'm not, because I think the worst of it's in. I mean, we got inflation that's skyrocketing. We have catastrophic events going on in the Middle East. How much worse can it get? So you think of it that way, well, maybe things will be okay, and this is as high rates are going to get. That's my thoughts on this, and that's the most common logical outcome of this. So if you're looking to buy down the road, don't lock. But if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? Well, I'll get to that in a second, because my goal here is to help you guys understand what's going on with rates, the whys behind it, and actually teach those loan officers and realtors out there. But if you're a consumer, I hope you're with me too, because now I want to start talking about prices a little bit. So my expectations on rates, the Federal Reserve kind of did what we thought they were going to do. There's dissenters coming in saying, okay, no, well, let's not do anything, or let's do this. You're going to hear all that as mainstream media, but they didn't do anything. The bond market's telling us a lot of things. Okay, what they're telling us is there's no, it's as bad as it's really getting right now. And if we can get a lot of these other things in place, maybe we can start bringing down the deficit down, and we can start, working on that. But the next thing I want to talk about, let's get over, roll over a little bit into home prices, okay? And I stumbled across, I've been trying to avoid a lot of the gloom and doomers for a while, but I still see they're out there posting videos that the market's going to be worse than ever and so forth. So I just want to give you a little bit of tidbits on that. One of the things is they're going to tell you is foreclosures, they're skyrocketing and they're out of control. Well, make sure you do your due diligence. I just ran this through AI. Do the same thing. Please run my data through AI if you want for accuracy. I'd suggest you do that with everybody. When we go down through here, and how bad is it? Well, I'll post this as a blog, but if you get down through here, it's going to give you a lot of the stuff. Lending quality, back in 2008, you have to understand why the market crashed. Okay, it crashed because there was subprime mortgages. They were called Ninas and Ninjas and whatever else you want to call it, and people had no equity in their homes. So back then, subprime loans, Ninja loans, high credit score was 740. Well, this is now. Okay, so back then, you can do 100% financing basically without proving your income. Loan types, they were adjustable rate mortgages that reset all the time, teaser rates, the worst of the worst. In this inventory supply at that time, there was 9.6 months of inventory in the market. Okay, here's the wild thing. Household equity, nothing, zero. People financed to the hilt, and they just kept rolling it into these bad rates, bad things, but they got to stay in the house basically for free for a couple years. But then you look at where we are today, and here's what the difference is. Credit scores right now, for a good credit score, 740, 780. Back then it was 660. Right now, you got fixed rates on almost every product out there, and that's what the majority of people have. The inventory right now, 3.5 months. That tells us it's scarcity. 4 months and 5 months is kind of equilibrium. The last piece is equity. People aren't going to lose their houses right now because we have $30 trillion $30 trillion in equity. So yeah, some people lose it. Maybe they didn't make payments for years and years and years, or they got into a loan that was 100% financing somehow, some way. But most likely, you're not going to have huge amounts of inventory hitting the streets because of this. So if we go into conclusion, let's go over to here. One last piece of the puzzle. If you look at home prices over the years, I'm in the equation there. If you look at it, home prices last year, I think it was right through here, is, 2025 to 2026, they were 3.3%. That was last year. In general, didn't crash. The year before that, maybe you can see it on the screen, was up, 6.8%. No crash. Year before that, 6.4%. You can go all the way back, and it's telling you the market's okay. It's not crashing. That's why I just figured I'd bring that up for you as well. So, folks, if I can help you out in any way, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We have a slogan. That slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to almost 40 lenders. And, yes, we have conventional loans, FHA, VA, stated income, believe it or not, DSCR loans, reverse mortgages, bank statement loans. If you're an investor, we can help you out. If you're a business owner and you have, cash flow's tough, we can help you out. If you just need a mortgage getting pre-approved or looking to refinance, we can help you out as well. So let's get to some questions. If you guys have any, I'd love to answer them out there. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay, but let's get to it. Who can predict how this conference from Powell will affect Forex trading? I don't know. If you saw my new website, let's go to my website. Hopefully you saw it. The cool thing is down through here, I couldn't get this thing to sync with the Federal Reserve. Well, it synced today. But so I added in two predictions markets. I added in Kalshi and Poly Markets to tell you what the Federal Reserve's most likely going to do. So check those out. So if you're, since you commented, I'll just bring it up. Okay, let's see if we got, we close May 7th, lock now. I would have locked. Here's what you just missed right through here. I keep saying, when you get this contract in, lock them. Because you don't know a tweet. We're a tweet or a something away. So I have people every day. It's like, what's right to them? Lock them in. If you're closing anytime soon, lock them in. Because this might even be, if you miss out and rates jump an eighth, and they can jump an eighth in a day, you might not qualify. You realize that you might want to talk to your loan officer. If your debt ratio is at 49.9 and you can't exceed 50, just a 0.1% bump in your rate could make it the difference of you qualifying or not. So these are the things I really need you to pay attention to when you're doing all this stuff. So hopefully you guys could hear me today. Let's go back to, I can show you our website. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, loan officer, check out our website. If you want to monitor rates, I'm going to show you that here in a second. But here's all the tools you guys need, especially the realtor, the loan officers out there. I made this because it costs so much money to buy all these services and half the stuff you don't even need. The calculators on most of these things, they don't work very good, and a lot of the other stuff. So why not check this out? It's actually free. It's going to give you the top six program, their rates, the conventional, FHA, VA, Jumbo, the ARMS, and conventional 15-year fixed. You go down through here, it's going to tell you the MBS market. This is delayed. Okay, this is delayed. It could be up to an hour or so. It's at least giving you a beat on the market. The 10-year treasury should be right on the button. Then it's going to give you, it just updated. It's going to give you what's happening in the mainstream media right through here, or today's market movers, and then what it did for rates. Today, rates are trending higher, and it's telling you exactly why. Then it goes down through here and gives over all the indices that we cover, because each day when I come in, I go over where mortgage rates are doing, and I also show you the markets to show you how the stock market's doing, things like that, oil, and explain to you guys why that's so important. We'll get to that in a second. But then it's going to go down through here and say, here's the federal funds rate, the inflation rate, and all the other stuff in the Kalshi markets and the prediction markets right down through there. So last but not least, let's get over to, where are we in the stock market? Let's go to the stock market. Where is it today? Well, yep, it took that part off. I was hoping I could get you guys. No, it's still up there. Let's check it out one more time. Jerome Powell says he will continue to serve as a Fed governor, calls Trump criticism unprecedented. So he's gonna stay on as he's not gonna be the head of it, but he's gonna stay on as an official, a voting, I think, official on these things. So it's gonna get interesting. So you have that, the Iranian war, inflation that's crazy, a jobs market that's not so bad, and a new Fed chair coming in. What would you be doing with rates? I don't know either. So what should you do if you're a homeowner right now trying to track these things? I already talked to you guys. If you're a home buyer, let me show you a tool that you can use. Go to my website, and it's therateupdate.com right through here. If you're a homeowner, I got RateWatch 2.2 right up there for you. Check it out. Put in your mortgage information. Give me two pieces of information you want me to track. What rate? So when the rate hits whatever you want, I'll call you, text you, and email you. We'll go through the numbers, see if it makes sense, and what your break-even point is. If it makes sense, we'll lock in, move forward. But let's say you really don't know the rate you want to save, but how much of a monthly savings? We have the average client right now, honestly, is cutting their rate by 1.3% and saving $500 a month. If you just want to check it out, put in there and say, okay, when it hits $500 a month, call me, text me, email me. That's what we do, folks. We don't sell the data. We just, me and my team will be calling you when these trigger. And many days, there's hundreds of these triggering. So be patient. If you want to reach out to us, if you see these rates or you're like, hey, what would the numbers look like for me now? Reach out to us. We'd love to help. So let's go back in conclusion. The Federal Reserve, they came out and they did nothing. They held rates steady. They're coming in telling us basically the markets are, inflation's high. We know it. It's not going to cool anytime soon. The jobs market's okay. The economy, they're saying, is pretty darn good. You're going to see GDP spiking up a little bit here as well. And this is from the Fed. So they're saying, we're not going to cut. But we're not going to really raise rates because the economy can't handle that right now either. So if you need some help with a mortgage, folks, love to help you out. If you got any other questions, let me know. But check out our website. Don't forget to subscribe down below. And if you need some help with a loan, reach out to us at therateupdate.com. We'd love to help you out. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And I'll see you here tomorrow at the opening bell to let you know how all this starts yet another day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.